I knew him pretty intimately and saw a great deal of him personally as a neighbor and as a member of the family, and is occupied on many of the same concerns. And so I found again and again a congenial suggestion in the way he acted, the thoughts he entertained, that I think were useful. But that was the way they appealed to me personally. He was almost more than any man I know able to make the full use of his time, to plan and to not fritter it away. He moved from one thing rapidly to another, and when he was in a thing, he was all in it. He wasn't half in it and half out of it. That was a personal characteristic and not necessarily a religious or a Quaker one.